Evening, buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
1020 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live back home in the friendly confines from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. She'll let you interact with us throughout the entire day. You can jump over on the YouTubes, 1051thefan.com. Like, subscribe, jump in the chat. What do I always say? I don't need to say it. You know the rules. Some Blazer stuff this hour. It's a 10 Toes Down Thursday, so make sure you get those in. You ask the questions. We answer them unequivocally. No wishy-washing, no vacillating on this program. Your whatever questions you want to throw away, we're happy to take those. We'll do those in the Big Nooner. And this hour, we'll talk a little NBA. Maybe we'll get to Adam Silver. We'll see about that. That guy has no idea what's going on, does he?
No.
Did you see his gambling statements? Yeah, we'll get to that.
They're looking into Gary Trent Jr.
Yeah, we'll get to some of that stuff. Maybe. We'll see how this goes. But this kind of came around yesterday, Danny, later in our show. We kind of touched on it in closing arguments, but we were so, like, football heavy that we didn't really have
the full
opportunity.
I got a text from somebody who's like, "Hey, I got the statement from Keith Wilson." So you want to read it?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
Go for it.
Statement from Mayor Keith Wilson. This is about the Moda Center deal. It says, quote, "From the start, the city is committed to striking the best deal for Portland. The Blazers are our tenant. We're their landlord. We value them, and we recognize that we need each other for the long term. We are continuing to engage in a community-driven process as we approach a city council vote in August. We are operating an aggressive timeline to reach a new lease, and we've been explicit with the Blazers that design information and clarity around public investment are necessary to move forward. The absence of essential details from the Blazers is slowing progress at a moment when urgency is required. We know that the NBA is committed to Portland, and we look forward to working with them to ensure negotiations on a renovated Moda Center and a new long-term lease happen in good faith." The interesting thing about this, Danny, is we kind of briefly touched on yesterday, let's give it a little more room to breathe here, is Keith Wilson has been pro money. He's been pro spend the money.
Mm-hmm.
He's been pro yes on this. He's been a Blazer ally.
He has said that if it is a lockstep vote, split down the middle, 6-6, that he will make the casting, or he will cast the vote that breaks the tie and awards the funds to the Blazers and get this done.
Mm-hmm.
He is pro get deal done.
This is the first time where he's kind of said, "Well, not so fast, my friend. You need to play ball a little more here." Mm-hmm. Like, yes, I support you, but you can't just put this whole situation out on a limb.
Look, I hit on this a little bit yesterday when we started talking about this in the opening before we got this comment from Mayor Wilson. But look, I am a firm believer that, you know, that city council is not very good at their job. It hasn't been historically, particularly on the economical side. We can debate the finer points of politics, but I don't think either side can go, "Yeah, no. They point at it and go, "They're doing good." It's like, I think we can all look at that and go, not so great, Bob.
Yeah, you know me. I love this city, and I agree with you.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you couldn't get, you know, two people who are politically more different. We're both looking at the same thing going,
"Yeah,
you got no solid footing to stand on, guys."
That's why, my friends, like, president stuff, The national government, the federalities, mm-hmm. if that bothers you, you don't got to do that. You should vote in local politics.
Yep.
Without a doubt, you should mm-hmm. vote in local politics.
But with that, as frustrating, dumb, incapable, and fraudulent that they have been, particularly over the last couple of years, with multiple times losing hundreds of millions of dollars. Again, if you don't believe me, quick Google will show you. I don't trust them to do the right thing. I don't. And so to have Keith Wilson, who, again, I disagree with on a lot of things politically, but economically, I think he's on the right path and wants to do right and get Portland where they need to go. And I'm his statement here is basically like, guys, you're making me look bad. I'm trying to go bad for you. You got to give me a little something. Like,
hook it up, brother.
Like, when I read that, that's what comes across to me. Is that how it comes across to you?
Without a doubt. It comes across to me like, guys, this is simple. It's not a ton of money. We understand the pushback. But if you are going to play King of the Castle and la, 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 I don't have to do anything. It's on you. I don't have to do anything. That's not quite how this works. It would take minimal effort, is what Keith Wilson is saying. Mm-hmm. It takes little effort to do something to sway these people in the right direction.
Look, from what I understand, there are two people that will not be convinced on that city council no matter what. They are going to grandstand, virtue signal, whatever you want to call it, and rah, 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 rattle.
I wonder if they're Timbers season ticket fans.
I'd like to find that out.
I would like to
I can tell you who they are off air. So.
Okay.
And then there's two others that, with concessions, like, okay, we need earmarks for things, mm-hmm. understand where it's going.
Which is kind of what Mayor Wilson's saying
which
here.
Which again,
we just want to know.
You don't want this thing to pass 6-6. You want it to pass 8-4, 9-3.
Wilson doesn't want to cast the vote.
No, like, because, you know, guess what? For the other people who didn't vote no, those are his constituents too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So he's got to kind of like, hey, let me get these other two on board. Let's have this be 8-4. Because if it's 8-4, you know what nobody can say? A damn thing.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, if you get it 9-3, awesome.
Big time.
And then
10-2, victory lap.
And not only that, those two people can just be like, we're doing this in principle, and you don't have to worry about them. You know what I mean? It's optics. We keep coming back to this. It's mm-hmm. optics. If this passes 6-6, and it gets messy down the road, and they come back, and they want money for the entertainment district, you know what I mean? You're trying to set the table going forward for this to be a positive process.
It's almost like they need to know where the money is going because they're bad at telling us where their money is going.
Yes.
It's like, hey, we've realized we're bad at this, so now we're going to hold you accountable. Yeah.
That's again, when we fall back to it, like the whole, like, we want this, we demand this. Like, well, so do your residents, so do your taxpayers. Like, where are you with that stuff? And that's where I look at it. I'm like, you can't get on that soapbox because you're standing on a milk crate. It's got some rigidity.
I'm resting
okay.
on a milk
but
crate.
But you can rest comfortably on it, right?
Without
because
a doubt.
It's structurally sound.
I feel great.
Have you not stood on it when it was outside over there?
I have.
See? It's sound.
It is.
Structurally sound.
It is.
Those guys are standing on cardboard boxes that have been, you know, left out in the rain. They've got nothing to stand on.
Well, and I wonder, too, if there's, and I'd be curious if anybody who is a listener, which, I mean, I doubt, but if anybody's a listener that is no to the money, 503-864-6326 is the fan text line. What, I would like to see you break down all this other stuff. Oh, I lost my train of thought, buddy.
Where the money is coming from?
Oh. Does anybody truly think, and the no's on the Portland City mm-hmm. Council, does anybody think that Tom Dundon is going to get $600 million and, like, embezzle it,
mm-hmm.
run away with it, misappropriate funds? That's not usually how this stuff goes.
Well, that's the thing is, like, when you talk about misappropriation of funds, they just want to know.
Is this an update on Scoot Henderson's injury?
No, not on that one, but it's adjacent to that. And I get,
well, that's what I meant.
You know,
like, is this how I need an update? It's like, there is no update.
I think
where's the money going? It's going to renovate.
And I think they want to know exactly what it's going towards.
Is it because they're afraid it's going to go to, like, luxury boxes and his apartment upstairs and actually do nothing for the fans, but then raise taxes? Is that the argument that the no side is saying?
Or, you know, where is it? Like, is it actually investment in the arena or is it investment in the organization? You know, and I'm not talking about, like, salaries for the players or anything like mm-hmm. that. I'm talking about softer things. You
well,
know what I mean?
Excuse my ignorance on that, but aren't those kind of two separate things? Because money is for the Moda Center.
Yes.
And whoever runs the Moda Center would be in charge of where that money is allocated to. This wouldn't be like, I need more publicity, so I'm going to use $100 million of this $600 million to finagle some new scoreboard. Let's say the mm-hmm. scoreboard needed an update, that I'm actually going to use this for something just for me. Is that what they're worried about?
I don't know if it's necessarily that drastic, but I think they want to have things they can point to. You know what I mean? Like, but you said it was for this. And
so they can come back with a gotcha moment?
Okay, again, political ideologies
aside.
I
hate that worse than England parking the bus yesterday.
I know, but again, political ideologies aside, right, left, center, I don't care where you are. How does politics in this country operate? Is it nothing but an endless amount of gotchas?
These days, yes.
That's what I mean. So when I look at this, and I wish I didn't look at this so pessimistically, but when I analyze something like this, that's the first thing that comes to my mind, is they want to have something on paper, not for accountability, because that would actually be kind of a righteous thing. And I don't think, oh, you're in politics? I immediately don't trust you.
Pot, kettle,
yeah, hello? Yeah, exactly. And like, but again, especially with this city council, when you've misappropriated over, you know, $200 million over the last, what, 3 years, I'm looking at you going, no, shut up, I don't care. So I look at that and go, I don't think this is being done out of the goodness of their hearts and making sure that the money is going to the right places. I think they're looking at it so they can go, no, you didn't say that. It needs to, you know what I mean? And like, that's where I lean to. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But man, I have zero faith in them.
I don't think you're wrong.
You know what I mean? Like, where?
And I love to say you're wrong.
I know, right? Yeah. Like, where? Why would I have good faith in you?
What have you shown me to give you good faith?
Again, this is, people are getting mad at this. This is the Tom Dundon thing. Optically. What have you given me to operate under on good faith?
You, nothing, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's...
I'm a little more wait and see, but I understand your point.
Yeah, but
I understand.
Has there been a positive, like, yeah, no, I trust you. I think you're doing this right. You know what I mean?
John Morant.
You understand what I'm
saying? Question mark?
You understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
That's where I'm at. And again, we're beating up city council here, and I think rightfully so. But, you know, Tom Dundon on his side of things, we talked about this off air yesterday. The whole idea of like what needed to happen to push something. Well, Mayor Wilson said something, gave a statement, and guess what it did?
It led to a response. We have heard from that. We'll read that statement for you next. As the Blazers did make a statement, I'm not sure exactly who drew this up. If this is Tom, if this is Dad's words, if it's Mom's words, hell, or if it's, you know, PR campaign, which I'd assume it is. More on this as the Blazers did respond to Keith Wilson next. We'll toss it to Casey over there with sports. Hanging out here in Moda Center situations, Danny, you brought up the point right before we went to commercial break that sometimes when you make a statement like Keith Wilson did, and I think there was a lot of intention for him on this statement, that it did force a response from the Portland Trailblazers. They sent this out shortly after Mayor Wilson's statement was sent, and it says this, quote, "The suggestion that the Trailblazers are withholding essential information is not accurate. The Trailblazers in the city worked for several months in lockstep with the state and county in developing what became Senate Bill 1501 and a market rate deal framework." Ooh, there's a buzzword, market rate. "Since that time, we've been engaged in multiple discussions of renovation elements, conceptual visions, and building walkthroughs with the mayor and other city officials. The city has more information than state leaders had during the legislative session. The Trailblazers are ready to begin formal negotiations immediately using the framework set for us by SB 1501 and the $365 million already made available for this project. However, the parties must reach an agreement this year. We share the city's sense of urgency. The next step is for the city to bring a term sheet to the table."
There's a couple of interesting words in there. The market rate one, well, notwithstanding. The one before that, we worked. The operative word is worked, not working.
We've stopped.
So that's your first indicator.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just kind of go, just kind of parse these out. That tells you that active communication has changed, categorically. You think they wrote this in this tense and in this manner? Not specifically? No, they're not dumb. They're just hoping people kind of gloss over that. And this is where, like, you know, the whole, like, hey, guys, maybe don't do this. There's also the, well, you know, the Senate and the state had more than enough information. You guys have more information than them. Well, that's because the state's not dumb. Well, they are, but they knew, like, we just got to kick. We got a gubernatorial election. We got to make sure this is taken care of, make sure things are good to go. We don't really have to, we don't want to argue over this. Also, I think it's the right thing to do. But also, where does Moda Center reside?
In the city of Portland.
Does it reside in Salem?
No.
Okay. So, yes. And is the city of Portland going to be on the hook because they own the building?
Are people in Bend and Pendleton and Medford, are they mad about the state taxes going to the Blazers?
Don't think so.
I don't know. I'm asking the question.
I don't think so.
Hmm.
I think it's a civic pride thing for the state. Like the Blazers do their tour in the preseason. They go all over the state, and guess what? They pack it out every single time. People come in from all over the state to go to their one Blazer game a year. you know, on the TV side of things, you know, the number of people who are poking and prodding me of like, you know, when they switched to over the air of like, what do we have to do to get our games? Because there was a, this is a little inside basketball here. Because of the topography of Bend, they had a ton of issues getting the over-the-air broadcast, and they had to basically either build their own antenna or sign a co-lease with another existing station to be able to use it because it just wouldn't get out there without it. And guess what they did? They got it figured out. Why? Because people in Bend give a damn about the Blazers. That's the reality. It's this state. I believe the over-the-air coverage goes all the way down. I think it covers the entire state now. There might be like one or two regions, like very small regions, where again topography, because it's over the air, causes some issues. But other than that, yeah, it's a statewide thing. But that note in there, we've been engaged in multiple discussions of renovation elements, conceptual visions, and building walkthroughs with the mayor and other city officials. I don't see the mayor and all city council members there. That's interesting.
Well, because there's probably people that are just like, no, I don't want to.
No, no. I'm not holding it.
I don't need to see anything.
But again, the language matters, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. The Trailblazers are ready to begin formal negotiations immediately using the framework set for us by SB 1501 and 365 already made available for this project. However, the parties must reach an agreement this year. We share the city's sense of urgency. It's interesting. We share the sense of urgency. It's like, well, then how come there hasn't been anything else about this and what is actually hanging this up? And this turns into a little bit of finger pointing.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying we want a term sheet. Well, the city's saying we're not giving you a term sheet until we understand where the money is going. And you talked about this yesterday. It's like, it's the whole, you know, game of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be some sort of compromise and good faith on both ends. That's where I ultimately land on this.
And that may be the downfall of the yes side of the camp, is that their answer is just do it. Mm-hmm. Just do it. Like, stop. Just do it. Like, do you understand the problem if you don't do this? To where, you know, maybe fairly, okay? Like, I know that the issues that the city council goes through has been well documented on this program.
But placate.
But maybe they're a little right there. You know, maybe they do deserve to know something. And in this situation, because it's so hotly contested, even though it does feel a little kettle pot, it does feel a little Spider-Man pointing meme, that maybe because it is so divisive, that it does need some extra legwork.
Again, operating in good faith on both sides.
Mm-hmm, because if Tina Kotek, the governor, or Mayor Wilson, the mayor, if they make decisions that are polarizing, people just kind of scream and cry about the political side of it. Mm-hmm. See, when someone comes in who's worth $1 billion and wants money, that is such an easy optic to say, why should I give you money? When the reality is if the Blazers weren't at the Moda Center, as a texter points out, if the Blazers weren't at the Moda Center, it still needs the renovations.
Yes, and again, it's the point I go to. If the Blazers leave town, you've got a building that still needs renovations, and you aren't going to be pulling in concerts to fill all those that are going to be top name, top rate.
Lose 41 days, Danny.
Yeah.
They only lose 41. That's not that much.
Mm-hmm. Sure it isn't. Remind me again, are the biggest acts skipping over Portland for Tacoma? The answer is yes.
Well, I don't know about Tacoma specifically.
No, they are.
But I do know that they are skipping over.
Tacoma specifically because they can go to Climate Pledge.
Not just that. They're doing Tacoma and Seattle.
The Tacoma Dome?
The Tacoma Dome got redone. Multiple big concerts have skipped over Portland and go to Tacoma. It's crazy. I've looked at a couple different shows, and I was like, I wonder if they're coming to Portland. And I see Seattle, Tacoma, and I don't see Portland on it. I'm like, ooh, buddy, that ain't good.
Google AI. Mm-hmm. Hold with me there. The Moda Center typically hosts between 15 and 30 major concerts per year. This number fluctuates based on schedules, artists. Generally, the arena hosts a total of 150 diverse events annually, which includes all Portland Trailblazer home games, family shows, and conventions alongside musical performances. 150. What's 40 of 150? That's a decent little chunk.
Yeah.
That's a decent little chunk.
More than a quarter.
Yeah.
So just think about that. That's a difficult thing to just replicate and replace when you're already being passed over. And that's without doing the necessary renovations. So this whole idea of like, oh, we'll be fine. No, you won't. You won't. You're already struggling. You're already not first in class. You're already not first rate. You're already being bypassed.
Yeah, I want to ask this question, and then we'll take a break, and I want to read some texts on the other side, 503-864-6326. And my brain is absolute mush today. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay.
We'll take a quick break. When we come back, I want to read some of your thoughts, some interesting stuff in here from people. And honestly, I want to hear more from the no voters on if they're out there. I imagine most listeners listening right now are not are Blazer fans or sports fans in general and are probably not in the no camp. But if you are, I'd love to hear more from you. Blazer coverage on The Fan is presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi, one prize, 5 years, guaranteed. Xfinity, imagine that. This is Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 The Fan.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.